Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It is time for a Bears beat report with our guy, Mark Grody, who is tremendous and apparently saw that I was at Soldier Field yesterday, and he and Emma got together, took a picture, and said, Bears. In the picture, and it was very much received with the way that it was meant, with love.
So I thought of Grody yesterday when Doug Kramer lines up in the eye as the mini fridge.
Oh.
I mean, all of the local Chicagoland Bears groats, and Eberflus said, "Oh, he's one of the Chicagoland guys." You gave him how many Bears? I think 11 or something. How many more Bears does he get for being the mini fridge in the I formation yesterday?
It's a great question. I do believe that initially I had given him 8 Bears just because he's from here, but he hadn't played. As a matter of fact, he wasn't even on this team for part of the year last year. They let Doug go, and then they brought Doug back. So Doug was at 8 Bears. Automatically, he goes up a full Bear, so he's up to 9 Bears.
Oh.
Now, if he gets in the end zone, he might ascend to a 10. Maybe he ascends to a 10. But that was awesome, wasn't it? It's like, oh, this is what you're doing. You know what, though? Like, that's an adjustment. That's an adjustment. Those are the things that we want to see from the Bears offense, and they're actually doing concrete things to make the Bears offense better. They're not going to be huge things always, but that was an adjustment. It made the Bears better on 2 plays yesterday.
And how could we not think that it is a result of all the communication from the leadership council last week and from Mercedes Lewis talking about Shane Waldron the way he did? It has to be causal with that communication, doesn't it?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think there were some very specific areas that the players were talking about and things that they wanted from their offensive coordinator, which, by the way, subsequently will probably go to the heads of all coaches in there, not just Shane Waldron, but every other assistant has got to be paying attention going, oh, this is how they want it. They want the realness. These are dudes, not guys. Okay. I think that this is what a lot of coaches have been wanting to hear. I mean, it's honestly, I haven't talked to the assistants recently, or we're going to talk to them soon, but it's got to be a dream for them. Like, oh, okay. You guys want us to show you how it really is. And so I think that, yeah, I think some of it probably was causal, and I do hope that it continues throughout the year. I mean, this is just the beginning. Hopefully these aren't just words and the communication stays at a high number, which it seemed to be at yesterday.
So, Groats, you got Bears fans like waiting for you to just unload the clip on all the things that you've got. What do Bears fans need to know today?
Yeah, I think after a good win yesterday and a lot of moments were certainly celebrated for the Bears, for offensively and defensively and justifiably, day two, I think, is a more of a perspective day, at least from my perspective. Caleb Williams had that terrific touchdown pass to DJ Moore in the third quarter, but in the second quarter, there was a miss to DJ Moore on the 3rd and 15 from the 22 of the Rams, and I asked Flus about it.
I talked to Caleb this morning. You know, as you know, I meet with him at 9:15, and we talked about that particular play. And we really just about – it's about being on the – I wouldn't say the same page. It's just having that continuity with those guys running the routes, you know, because everything changes. You know, the coverage changes, who he's running it against, and then we just got to do a good job of them working together with different variations of different coverages during that time. Again, they just got to be on the same page there in terms of going vertical or leaning out or leaning in. And those guys will get that. You know, more time on task, those guys will get that continuity.
Matt, what did Caleb communicate to you about what he saw in that specific instance?
You know, it's a ball where he's taken off, right, and just stays straight. You know, he just stays straight right there, and then he's going to, you know, put some steam on the ball. It's really a one ball there, and that was just what the play was.
Interesting. So is that on Caleb then for not thinking that DJ was going to cut it that way? Because it sure – what's your takeaway from the explanation?
No, it's a great question because it does feel a little bit ambiguous. I do think he is putting it on the quarterback in that particular situation in terms of where the play – like, look, he said something to the effect of reading where the defenders are. I don't think that that was on DJ Moore. I do think that that was on Caleb Williams to be, you know, on alert for changed coverage and to watch what the safeties and the corners are doing on that particular play. So I could see he did muddy it up a little bit, but I came away, and Lawrence, I don't know what you thought, but I came away from it thinking that that's more on Caleb than it is on DJ Moore.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, and it's funny because Spiegs and I both have in our notes today, like, not that there's a problem, but it seems like the quarterback and receiver are not quite seeing the same thing. Is that fair?
Especially DJ, you mean?
Yes. Right? Yes.
Well, even Roma Dunze, we've seen it with him on a couple of occasions as well. There have been, I mean, even going back to the preseason, I remember there being just a bad pass to Gerald Everett at one point in time where he put it on the wrong side of him. So I do think that this is all stuff, too, that I think can be cleaned up. There's an accuracy component to it as well. And also, yes, believe it or not, being on the same page. I mean, I was trying to get to the bottom. Like, I wanted more specifics on it, like who, because you're right, Speaks. I mean, he never really made it exact on whose fault it is. And I know that they don't want to necessarily do that. But I think that, you know, I was able to infer from it that that is a Caleb thing. And you guys are right. I mean, like, it's there have been a lot of opportunities that have been left on the table. Caleb Williams' progress has been good, but if we're gonna set the bar at generational, I think these things got to be looked at and dissected and inspected.
Let's get back to DJ Moore, you and me, Lawrence, at some point. There's a lot there, and a lot of Bears fans are looking at him, looking at body language, and
you don't want to overstate things. You know, because we've gone through the body language experts before,
I
do think that it's enough where you go, maybe that should be discussed further.
Well, I think it should be discussed further, especially, I guess, from my perspective, I hate the patterns he's being asked to run.
I'm right there with you.
So you wonder if he does. But let's move on, Groats. All the player and coach communication last week, what did the Flus think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a good question because, you know, we talked, it was the theme of last week, but here we are now, a week of that. You win a game, and as you said, Spiegs, there was some stuff that was causal, it felt like, in terms of the better communication and the better execution. So, Matt Eberflus, what did it all mean?
What was your interpretation of what the players were looking for when they were kind of pushing for more accountability and to be coached a little bit harder?
I think it was more accountability, amongst the group. You know, I don't like making the division between coach and player as a partnership, meaning that, you know, if something's wrong, a player's, you know, can say, hey, let's get that over again, coach. That's okay. You know, we do it all the time, you know, so it's important for them to step up, you know, because sometimes they'll see something because they're in there blocking it. Say, hey, we got to do that again, coach. And that was really the accountable piece of the partnership, you know, of the whole group, a whole unit, special teams unit, offense unit, defense unit, football team, making sure we get it right, because we know when it's right and the players know when it's right. So let's, if it's not right, let's speak up. Let's do it again.
Okay, so just saying it from the group perspective, I'm cool with that. I mean, I think
we're in the same boat, Speaks. I feel like what happened last week can be a real positive if you let it be. I don't think that it has to be a negative just because a team met early on in the season. Sometimes there has to be communication that takes place when you've got a new group of people in a new situation.
Absolutely. I am really annoyed, frankly, at the are we having too many meetings, which was a topic on our beloved morning show this morning. Are the Bears having too many meetings? It is a game where you need to meet and talk about stuff. It's like the most... There's teamwork matters so much. Communication matters so much with all 11 people. Like, let's not do the are we having too many meetings thing.
I think that what we all want, and mostly from the fans' perception, I'm assuming, is that we want them to care. We want the players to care. When they do what they did, when they had the meetings and they were very direct about what they wanted on their coaches, that showed me that they care a lot. Some teams don't care. Some teams don't really care about winning that much. You could probably say that about the previous 2 years with the Bears. This team is different in that way. I don't know how much they're going to win this year.
Mm-hmm.
I picked them to win a lot of games this year, but the fact that we know that they care, I think, is huge. So I just hope that it continues on this path, that this wasn't just a one-off, and that they don't sort of recede back to their old habits and things like that, and that Shane Waldron continues to be authoritative. And you know, going through the locker room yesterday, man, like talking to DJ Moore and several of the offensive players, like they're all like, yo, we don't want to get called out. So something happened last week. And players always get called out during film review. It's normal, but I don't think they're being as subtle about it anymore. That's the feeling that I'm getting. I think that's healthy, and I hope it continues.
I think the idea of are we having too many meetings is more about the talk show news cycle and our own exhaustion with it than it is actually the reality.
Right,
it was the
whole
situation.
Week. It was the whole week. I mean, I understand
yeah,
that.
I get
everybody
it.
Gets exhausted by the topic. That's what it was every day, but I thought it was compelling as hell, quite
yeah.
frankly.
Yeah, it was really honest stuff, I thought, too, from inside the locker room. And I get how some people go, wow, that's not something that you ordinarily see this early in a season.
No.
But it can be a positive if worked correctly. How is the progress of the quarterback been perceived by teammates?
Yeah, I thought Cole Kmet was great today, and he and Caleb hooked up on a hell of a play, a 22-yarder up the middle at one point in time. And Kmet was asked the question about Caleb's ability to specifically read NFL open.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's great, and I think he's gotten better and better at that as really since the start of training camp. And you know, him recognize, I think he's seeing things quicker now. He's always done a good job at diagnosing the defense, but I think, you know, at first it maybe took him a few extra seconds to really see what was happening. I think he's seeing it a little bit quicker now, recognizing that stuff. You know, he has a good understanding of, he knows what he's doing. You know, like the throw to DJ, they got a safety and he looks to the left to kind of keep the safety tucked over to the left for a little bit, knowing that DJ is one-on-one with a linebacker. And, you know, he knows that matchup. You're going to take that all day. So he did a really good job there with that. And I think he's done what I've been impressed with, you know, all the great stuff that he's done, obviously in college, and all the crazy plays I'm sure he made throughout his college career. He's doing a good job of just kind of taking what the defense was giving him the other day. And, you know, to do that in your fourth game is really, really impressive.
Can we talk about the needle thread throw to Cole Kmet right mm-hmm. down the middle and just over somehow the outstretched fingertips of the linebacker hitting, like layering it in there? Just freaking gorgeous. But I hope Kurt Warner was listening to that answer from Cole Kmet.
I love that play. I think that might have been his best throw of the day. Now, the 3rd-and-9 touchdown pass was pretty sick, too,
mm-hmm.
in the back of the end zone. So I'm not going to fight people who think that was his best throw. But that was like, watching Matthew Stafford, who made some mistakes that are uncharacteristic. It's like, that was a Stafford play. You know what I mean? Like just flinging it anywhere he wants to over the field. And I like that Caleb was being safe with some of the throws yesterday and getting DeAndre Swift heavily involved in the passing game too. But eventually, that 22-yard zip play to Cole Kmet down the middle of the field, that's the stuff we want to see on the regular from Caleb Williams.
I'm convinced that if the offense can score 24 points, the Bears with their defense will be in great shape for the rest of the season. How did the Bears feel about their defensive performance?
Well, you'd think that they'd be like, oh, yeah, this is great. We're awesome. But hold on. Wait till you hear what Jalen Johnson had to say about the Bears' great defense.
Has anything that surprised you about how good you guys have been the first 4 weeks?
Nah, honestly, we haven't been good enough, quite honestly. I feel like we definitely haven't taken away the explosive play that we want to. We definitely let some of those go. We definitely have got hit in some of our runs, just not being disciplined, not being where we're supposed to be consistently. I mean, things like that are going to happen, but for us in our standard, we definitely haven't, I don't think, even scratched the surface for what we know we can do. Because we're shooting ourselves in the foot. It's not like guys are just making, the offense is just making one-on-one touches or anything like that. It's just simply us missing a gap and trying to do too much, or guys not fitting and cracking and placing fast enough, things like that. So those are all things we can fix so we can be really even better.
What was the point of emphasis then this morning on some of those plays over the middle of the field that they were able to hit? Yes.
Really, I think just getting in our drops. Cause I mean, it's crazy because we do all this so well in practice and we kind of get to the game and kind of start seeing a little bit too much. So we're just getting in the gaps. We know coming against that team, they like throwing the ball between the numbers, between the hashes. So definitely not being where we're supposed to be, I feel like, as far as our drops, not getting good enough depth, getting really just closing those windows if it's us on the outside or whatever the case may be. So just finding ways to take away what we know teams are going to try to hit us with.
Man, what wonderfully specific stuff with Jalen that we get to follow up on at 5 o'clock right here on the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that. And it's good, too, because you don't want them to be walking around all puffy-chested. There were a lot of – I mean, we talked about it at the beginning of the show. Atwell was running wild yesterday in the middle of their defense. But when you look at the way Jaquan Brisker played yesterday, the way that Montez is like out there destroying stuff, and Jervon Dexter with a good game yesterday as well, there's so much to be excited about what they do defensively.
Kevin Byard got beat in the backfield on a one-on-one play. It was 3rd and 3, I think, and Byard got there but got juked. And I'm still waiting for some of that Kevin Byard value in terms of his own play on the field, Groats.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Like we're waiting for him to make some plays. He has had plenty of interceptions throughout his career. We know that it wasn't great with Philadelphia, you know, for part of last year. So, you know, keep an eye on that as well. Montez Sweat got in on the sack game yesterday. He had a terrific strip sack in this game.
Yeah, and then you antagonized him.
Well, I mean, I had to keep it going, you know, because he said something that perked my interest. I'm like, oh, let me follow up on that. So here is Montez Sweat in the locker room, followed by Matt Eberflus on his strip sack yesterday. Here is Sweaty.
Man, I felt disrespected, honestly, man, with a tight end on me. I did what I was supposed to do.
It's funny that you say you feel a little offended by that as opposed to relieved, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I see around the league some of these good edge rushers getting these one-on-ones with these tight ends. And I kind of look back at my film, and I see I don't really usually get those opportunities. So it was cool to get that opportunity that one time and capitalize on it.
So are you thinking, what are they thinking?
I definitely felt disrespected.
Montez can say what he wants, you know. He's a grown man. So, you know, they had the receiver coming back there to help him out. You know, that was the design of the protection. You know, they actually had two guys assigned to him. And, again, I'm not sure if they were fitted up the right way there. But, again, Tez had a great rush and did a nice job with the sack fumble.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's Montez.
Oh, yeah. This week on That's Montez. Tez is pissed about a lot of things, but what we're pissed about at Tez, it's got to do with a property line issue. He mowed the lawn yesterday, and he went over into the neighbor's front yard.
Oh, no,
what
Tez
will happen tonight when the cops show up when Tez doesn't stand down? This week on That's Montez.
Why does Shane sound like Red Fox in his promos?
It's a really good question.
You're all that in a bag of chips.
Really, I flushed the toilet.
Oh, man. It was beautiful to watch Montez just throw that tight end and then the wide receiver around.
You can tell he was offended.
Yes!
The way that he played that play was like, are you serious?
Really?
Yeah.
Go over there.
This is what we're doing?
Go on over there with that. I'm going to throw you over there.
The way he's like, yeah, some good-ass rushers be getting one-on-ones with the tight ends. Where's mine?
I have a good authority that he went up to the head coach, McVay, afterwards and just went up to him and said, uh-huh.
That's Montez.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's I'm sorry. Can you imagine?
Still got what you meant. You stay. You still hit the dismount.
Even you, Montez.
He's the best. He is truly the best. I'm sorry, Lawrence.
No,
go ahead.
Go ahead. You got it.
I was gonna say. Finally, I was. I know that you guys. Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
on Wednesdays?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah. I caught that, which I think is a great idea because we need to know when to turn the page. I hate to do it a little bit prematurely. God. May I do it? May I do like a pregame show
for
turning the page?
I haven't finished reading the page we're on, Groats.
Okay, okay.
But sure.
But give me this moment. Give me
go
1 minute and 30 because these guys, for some reason, Jalen Johnson and Cole Kmet perked up when they were asked about Andy Dalton. Check it out.
The Red Rifle. That's my guy. I mean, really just Savvy's been around for a long time. That name came from when he was at the Bengals. So, I mean, that was some time ago. So, I mean, he's seen a lot of coverages, seen a lot of blitzes. So, I mean, kind of like Stafford in a way where he's going to be able to pick up some things. So, we got to do a good job disguising. We got to get hits and pressure, make them kind of uncomfortable in that in the pocket. But also, I mean, like a lot of the quarterbacks, they get pressure in their face. They kind of tend to throw some bad throws and make some bad decisions. So for us in the secondary, we got to be where we're supposed to be, and then the front got to get after.
What do you remember about practicing against the Red Rifle?
A few interceptions in practice for sure. But I mean, good arm talent.
I love Andy. Andy, I think he's a great quarterback. I know he's always believed in himself as, you know, one of the top 32 guys in this league that he should be a starter in this league. And he's showing that right now in Carolina. Obviously a very veteran quarterback, a guy that knows what he's doing, can get the ball out quickly, has a good knowledge of defenses. And so he's seen a lot in his day, and it'll be a good challenge for us. You know, this is now their team that's kind of up and rising since he's taken over, and it'll be a good challenge for our defense. But, you know, watching them from afar so far, definitely happy for Andy and what he's been able to do for the past couple of weeks.
Best nickname for a quarterback? Red Ryan.
You got to give me some examples or some names. I don't know too many quarterbacks that got nicknames like that. But not a Red Rifle is a good one.
By the way, I was not ready for that because he's looking at me. Give me some more examples. I go, my bad. I have no other examples of quarterbacks with nicknames. And so we were talking about there was some
the
like
sheriff?
Samoan somebody or other that Podhash was talking about.
The throwing Samoan? That's Marcus Tuiasa Sopo.
Maybe that. Oh, nice work, Spiegel. That's who it was. We were all trying to come up with examples. I was not ready. I raising my hand. Jalen, you got me. You're right. I can't think of any other quarterbacks with nicknames off the top of my head.
There's got to be some. Textures will flood us with them in a matter of moments. I do love, though, when Cole Kmet says he's always had confidence of believing he's one of the best 32 in this league. Flashing back now to Andy Dalton here as a backup telling Cole Kmet, you're damn right I'm a starter. I ought to be a starter in this league, right?
Yeah. Cam Newton was Superman.
Oh, yeah, Superman.
Dalton always maintained that, man. I mean, even when Fields took over, it was like, look, hey, you know, I'm here to help. I'm definitely here to help, but I feel like I'm a starter. So good for the Red Rifle.
Groats, thanks so much for the hit.
Got you guys. See ya.
That's Mark Grody. He's fantastic.
The Pillsbury Throw Boy.
R.I.P.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
Yeah, it's too bad.
That's too bad.
It really is. When we come back, Spiegs, I went and did something that I've never done in my 49 years as a Chicagoan yesterday. I'm going to share with you all of that and get your thoughts on it.
And a bag of chips.
And a bag of chips. Next here on the...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm
late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the bathroom?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.